Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Governor Gavin Newsom has announced he's postponing the annual State of the State address. For more on why, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, inquiring minds want to know.
Well, it's pretty obvious. What we have here is the big question about Proposition 1. That is the governor's capstone $6.4 billion bond that he asked voters to approve in order to rebuild California's mental institutions, get in addiction centers to treat people for drug addiction, and help get homes for the homeless. It is something that he has been campaigning hard for, and he was really pushing for it, and he wanted it to be the center of the address as he looks forward. But the problem is, it's just too close to call. It's hanging in there now with 50.1% of the vote compared to 49.9% against. And even though the opponents have conceded that it's likely to win, the governor wasn't ready to unveil a state of the state until he's sure exactly what the state of the state is.
And I guess he's even trying to correct some rejected ballots. I mean, he really wants to get this past the finish line.
Well, there's good reason for it. There's about 500,000 votes out there, Margie, and that some people voted for it, a lot of people voted against it. But a surprisingly number and scary number of people just didn't vote at all on it. And as a matter of fact, in Los Angeles County alone, there's so far 144,000 votes that voted for everything else on the ballot, but not Proposition 1. In other words, they just didn't make up their minds. And that could be as harmful as the no vote. So it's really loose out there right now as far as his team goes. Now, the governor, you know, he's going to eventually have to get out there and give the state of the state address. And Prop 1 is just one piece of a not a really great looking picture these days. I mean, the other thing he's got to deal with is the 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 billion dollar deficit that's being projected by various agencies and number crunchers in Sacramento. That's not going to be pretty. We also have, you know, things like the rise skyrocketing utility bills. I mean, you and I have been talking about that for a while. People aren't happy about that. And then we have crime and other things that are going on in the state. So at the same time, his popularity is also starting to take a dive, especially among independence. So this is going to be an upcoming state of the state address. It's also going to be a state of the governor's address as he nationally has been out there increasing his profile. But on this one, I guess it's kind of like maybe, you know, the last 2 minutes of that Lakers-Warriors game where the clock seems to have stopped and everybody's sitting around going, what's going on?
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.